Discover connection. Awaken sacredness. Become empowered.
Join us for our show on Blog Talk Radio.
Discover your spiritual gifts live.
Welcome to Discover Your Spiritual Gifts, show number 83. We're your hosts, Dave and
Violet.
Our guest today is Howard Sambal. Howard is the founder and director of the Life Crafting Program. He has devoted over three decades guiding you to clarify your purpose, passion, unique genius, and make money doing what you love. If you're in a life transition, Howard will support you in creating great income, freedom, and personal fulfillment in your own business. In his report, How to Eliminate Self-Sabotage and Consistently Create Breakthroughs, you will learn his cutting-edge mastermind system and how to resolve most challenges you face. Well, welcome, Howard. How are you today?
I am great today. Excited to be here.
Well, thank you. Well, we always wonder, how did people get to where they are? Were you intuitive as a child? Did you go through the normal business sequence? How did you get there?
I grew up in a New York City home, intellectual, Jewish intellectual family, not anything exceptional, except I think I was pretty aware, but maybe didn't even know that I was. But I think things started to change in high school and college when I studied mathematics and I excelled in it and I felt a passion for it. So that got me onto this journey with mathematics that led me to my bachelor's and master's degree. And I was actually working on a PhD. And that's when a deeper consciousness, a deeper awakening started to happen for me, which led me on a very different path from that point.
Where did you go then? You had all this mathematics background and then you got on a different path. What was the flag for you?
Basically what happened, Dave, is that I took my PhD oral exam and the committee decided they didn't, want to move me through. They wanted me to take the exam again, which is not really uncommon for PhD students, but something inside of me clicked and I felt, okay, this is the end of this. I'm not going to continue this anymore. And I started to realize I needed a much deeper and broader understanding of the universe, which led me to the study of astrology and study of metaphysics. And that was, of course, an opening to an even bigger universe, and which led me on a path of journey of a discovery, awakening, personal growth, spiritual practices, and ultimately to the program, to the life crafting program that I do now.
Well, great. So did you actually practice as an astrologer with other people?
I have been in professional practice for over 30 years as an astrologer. And the work I do, I describe it as evolutionary astrology, which is an approach which basically views every single thing astrologically as simply a dimension of evolution. In other words, it's all designed to help you evolve to the next version of yourself, the next more perfect version of you. And when you view it through that lens, everything becomes empowering. Every challenge, every problem, every situation you face, all of the core difficulties that people have in life that you wonder about, the birth chart and the transits and the planetary cycles reveal very, very precisely what each thing is for and what spirit has in mind for you in terms of your evolution and growth. It's all there.
Now, I know some people, people differ on this, and that's, are you a slave to your chart? Is it unchangeable? Or, I mean, for example, if somebody's chart says, you're going to have money challenges your whole life, you just aren't set up, right? Are they stuck with that?
No, that's actually what you described. It's actually the antithesis of what I do and my thinking. Okay. Everything is a matter of potentials, opportunities. Sure, a chart can show that you have limitations, but those limitations are not, one, they're not a terminal condition. They're only showing you that in a certain area there's something to learn, there's something, a lesson to learn, something to overcome. That's all it is. Also, your chart shows that the natural inclinations, the natural directions that your soul wants to go, and that it's where it's here to go, what its purpose is. And when you are aligned to that purpose, you're usually in a state of joy, and it's exhilarating. Most people spend their lives trying to force the square peg in the round hole, and that's where 95% of the difficulties lie. Once you have clarity at a deep inner level of clarity, and you're in alignment, everything just flows amazingly.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful. Well, one of the things that we were talking about right before the show started were spiritual gifts, and I'm always fascinated with those and finding ways to help people discern those. So how do you see helping people with that?
Well, there's a wide range of spiritual gifts, Dave, and a great many of them are, to use a silly expression, right in front of your nose, but you don't see them because you were never told where to look. You were never told that they were there. You were discouraged in every way in terms of indoctrination and upbringing conditioning to not see them. But the good news is that once they're pointed out to you, and once you actually notice and recognize them, and once you make it a point in your life to pay attention to those things, then they become a fabric of your daily life. They become integrated and woven into your daily life. So just to share with you three amazing and extraordinarily obvious spiritual gifts. One of them is the gift of attention. It's the awareness of where am I placing my attention now. So in every moment, I'm choosing where to place my attention. Most people don't think it's a choice. They think attention is something, sort of out of their control. Like if they hear a loud noise, then they're going to put their attention there. If somebody's crying, they're going to put their attention there. But in truth, you have a choice where you put your attention. And when you become deliberate with your attention, again, your whole life completely changes. The second spiritual gift that's very aligned with that first one is the gift of the lens, of an awareness of the lens through which you are looking. So you're not only putting your attention on something, you are actually looking through a lens. And that lens can distort the image, it can enlarge the image, it can completely transform the image, and it can give you the illusion that the image is something completely different than it is. And I can give examples of that, later if you like. The third spiritual gift is the gift of interpretation. In other words, so we look at something, we look through a lens, and then the next thing that human beings do is decide on what does this mean? They want to give it meaning, because human beings are meaning-creating machines. Every minute of every day, we're always living in the question, what does this mean? But we don't realize that we have a choice of that. We're not set in stone on what something means. We can make up any story we want. We can give any interpretation. Unfortunately, most people make up a story about something, believe the story, forget whatever they experienced in the moment. And then in the next 20 years, they're living in that story, and that story is the reality. And they don't even know that there are other stories available. So You can see here, Dave, that every one of these things is a function of attention awareness. What am I aware of right now? What am I aware of? I'm aware that I'm speaking to you. I'm looking at you. I see your face. I'm aware that of me, of, my physical self, and there's other things, of course. So it begins with awareness. Awareness requires some degree of practice, some degree of consistency in practice. So in my program, we help people develop practices that, some people call it mindfulness, for example, that allow these practices to become common daily occurrences. And then that leads to extraordinary new discoveries.
That's very helpful. I like your ideas about the awareness and the interpretation. I tell clients frequently, we are pre-wired through evolution for the interpretation. I said, our prehistoric ancestors had to make a quick assessment. Is that critter I see out there, is that going to attack me and kill me? Is it something I don't want to get near, or is it something that's food? And that makes snap judgments, and it's survival. Yeah. And it weeded out the people who weren't very good at it pretty quickly.
That's exactly right.
So I like the idea of the lens too. So many people have so many filters. When they talk about the phrase, you create your reality, some of that certainly is energetic. You're a co-creator, and you do change circumstances around you, which is probably part of your program. But the other part is you also create your reality by how you interpret what you take in as sensory data, and what you're going to do with that and how you're going to interpret it.
Exactly.
Okay, so how can these gifts unlock your purpose? I get that question from so many people. What is my purpose in life? And I usually dodge it a little bit because I say, sometimes part of this is just your journey on getting there. And for somebody just to say, oh, you're supposed to do this job and have this family and just march towards that, they lose a lot of opportunities to try other things. So how do you discern purpose? I'm curious.
Well, the first step in discovering your life purpose involves applying the very first spiritual gift that we spoke about a couple of minutes ago, which is attention. Mm-hmm. So we've been conditioned to put all of our attention outside ourselves, our resume, our job interviews, our academic studies, it's out there. And we're just conditioned, where if there's any answers to be gotten in life, it's out there. Well, it turns out that with life purpose, passion, and unique genius, it's exactly the opposite. All the answers to those things live inside you. But the first thing you need to do is shift your attention. Now, shifting your attention inside of you is a very nice abstract idea, but in practice, it really, really isn't easy because you're not just putting your attention in an idle way. You're actually, in our program, you're putting your attention in a very, very specific and focused manner, and you're in a state of inquiry. So that's a very important word to us, being in a state of inquiry. Inquiry is to ask, but then how do you ask? And then what do you ask? And then what do you do with the things you discover that come forth when you ask? So it's a journey of asking questions and then noticing and experiencing and discovering, and then asking and discovering and noticing, and then asking and receiving and experiencing, and not just with your mind and your thoughts, but rather with your emotions, with your feelings, because your feeling, your heart has the wisdom. It has the profound wisdom to reveal to you why you're here, why you came to this planet. Now, I'm an intellectual, or maybe, I don't know, a recovering intellectual, but whatever. But so I'm a fan of everything. All awareness is all discernment. So we take people on this journey, this process of discovery, and we get them to discover deeper and deeper truths about themselves. And if you like, I can give your audience a metaphor that I think captures this, if you like.
Would
you?
Certainly. Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine that you have a pot of soup on the stove and it's on slow simmer, and the soup contains everything that has ever been important to you in your life. It ever mattered to you, whatever you cared about, whatever you're good at, et cetera, et cetera. And you're stirring it and it's blending together. Okay. And you're adding all the finest herbs and spices, from exotic places around the world. And then we fast forward to dinner time and your guests have arrived and they're sitting around the table ready to taste this amazing soup that you made, right? And you serve the soup to them, and they have very surprising responses. One of them says, I don't understand. It doesn't taste like anything you put into it. And then another man blurts out, it's remarkable, but I don't know how to describe it. And then they, all the people at the table, almost in unison, it's remarkable, but we don't know how to describe it. Okay. And in that moment, it occurs to you that something new has been birthed, and that you are, in fact, much greater than the sum total of the parts of you. And there are no list of ingredients that are ever going to capture, you know, the ultimate truth about you. And that's the process of life crafting. That's the magic that happens in life crafting, where you get to make your own unique soup that's never been made before. And we help you to do that.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a little break here for some information about Discover Your Spiritual Gifts. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Violet Rain, Master and Teacher of Sacred Priesthood in the Mystery Schools here at Discover Your Spiritual Gifts. This is a program that I offer about once a year. We take on students to start this program. It's an 18-month program, which means there are 13 classes. We teach a class once a month, and we skip months with holidays. And on this path, men and women can come together to become sacred priests and sacred priestesses of the Order of Melchizedek. The Order of Melchizedek is the oldest sacred priesthood on this planet. It was mentioned in the Bible and still exists today. This is about walking a path of beauty, sacredness, and service. It's about learning how to be a magical creator of your own life and using the universal mysteries to create whatever type of life that you're looking for. This path is filled with magic, about learning prosperity, about creating, about sacred geometry, about Kabbalah, about learning about the ascended masters, the archangels, the elementals, including dragons and fairies and unicorns and the mermaids. It brings all that universal wisdom together to create a way for everyone to have that joyful and abundant life that they've always wanted. I hope that you will check out our website under classes and look for Mystery School or look for Sacred Priesthood and find out more about these classes and what we have to offer. I look forward to seeing you in class, and I hope to see you really soon at Discover Your Spiritual Gifts.
Well, welcome back to Discover Your Spiritual Gifts. Our guest today is Howard Samble, and we're talking about great things on how you can move forward in your life. And so tell us more about the Life Crafting Program and what that involves for a client.
Sure, I'd be happy to, Dave. The first thing we help people do is take care of cash flow, because when people are anxious about money, they can't really do very much and they're not very creative. So we honor the Maslow hierarchy of needs, and you're undoubtedly familiar with. Once we've helped them do that, their two very important things. One is some level of personal mastery. They have to really understand their belief patterns and their emotional patterns and how they more or less determine, you know, their entire reality. So we give them tools that they can use for that. And the third thing is the system I mentioned earlier about life purpose, how to discover that. Rather than just getting the answer, we teach them the method. We teach them the how. So it's with them for the rest of their life, because no matter what their purpose is today, in 10 years, it may be different because it's evolving like they are. Then once we've gotten them clear on life purpose and they've got some personal mastery, then we're ready to help them launch their ideal business where they make money doing what they love. And we have a secret sauce that we apply to convert the life purpose into a business. When people contact me, I'll be happy to share the secret sauce.
Great.
Do people find in their astrology charts, how do you help them overcome blocks or obstacles? So in our charts, it kind of shows where our challenges will be or opportunities. So how does that help us overcome those, Howard? Because I've had so many astrology readings, and I have to tell you, I'm totally lost afterwards. I'm more confused than when I started. Have you found that with charts?
Yeah, no. In our model that we use, Violet, it's really very different. Nothing you ever see in a birth chart, no matter how quote unquote difficult it may seem, you know, is ever a as I say, like a terminal illness, unchangeable. The only reason for having a difficult aspect of a birth chart is to give you an opportunity to learn something important. So when I look at a chart, if I see, say, for example, some very strong Saturn aspects, a square to Mars or a square to the moon, or, you know, some aspects like that, which many traditional astrologers, they, you know, consider almost like a death sentence, you know, and for me, it's just a glorious opportunity. And I describe to the person, I give them the tools to work with that, those elements of their chart to create consistent breakthroughs. And this brings me also to the report, you know, our mastermind system, our empowering mastermind system, because it explains in that report how virtually any kind of pattern or problem, including even, say, for example, self-sabotage, which everybody has, how those things can be transformed given the right environment and the right kind of tools and systems, and empowering people and loving people around you. So it's all there in that report. So once people get that and they read it and they recognize their own things, okay, then they are free to schedule a time with me where we can work together on it. There's no cost. They can schedule a discovery session, you know, once they've received the, you know, the report, and then we can apply all those things to their personal situation. And I do, you know, standalone astrological sessions as well, in addition to doing them, you know, with our ongoing clients that are in our programs.
So share with us a little bit for our listeners what those programs may include, how they can find out about it, what you share, what you offer, because I think it's important for those listening to understand kind of some opportunities here to work with you.
Absolutely. I'd love to do that. The first and most important is that anybody can get in touch with me at my email, which is howard@lifecraftingprogram.com. So you can always send me an email there, and either I or a member of my team will respond to you promptly, and we'll be able to get into a conversation. Secondly, we have all kinds of, you know, free reports and tools. We have we also have a Facebook group, Craft Your Ideal Business is the name of the Facebook group. People can join that. It's a wonderful community, and you can get support right in the group. As far as life crafting is concerned, we predominantly work with individuals who are in some kind of transition, which means they've reached a point in their life where they're really ready to live an authentic life, to live truly who they really are inside, in their heart and soul. And they want to live a life that's in alignment with that, which means money and business and contribution to society and personal fulfillment and all the various things that people ultimately want but often believe that they can't have. And we guide them through every single step. And we have very distinct tools, systems, curriculum, and as I said before, an amazingly supportive environment that will get you through whatever obstacles are there.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. It's been quite enlightening to learn about spiritual gifts and how we can connect. I can see where those align. So thank you for sharing that with our audience. We really appreciate you taking the time today.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's a pleasure. As you might be able to tell, I love talking about this stuff. I love sharing about it. And, you know, it's my mission is to you know, is to help people awaken, because, you know, we are going collectively going through a period now, the age of awakening is where we are. And people are just awakening in so many amazing ways. It's pretty extraordinary to see.
Absolutely.
Sounds good. Well, so people can reach you through your email. Is that the best way, or do you also have a website?
That's one way. And the other way, what I'm going to do, because what I have to work out with my virtual assistant, is to get a tracking link for your show that I will send you shortly. And then that will be the link to the mastermind report we discussed. And that will allow us to carefully, you know, determine the people in your audience that are, you know, that are connecting with us. We like to keep track of, because I do so many podcasts and different events, we like to keep track of where who's coming from where, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much, Howard, for joining us today and enlightening us on how astrology ties into this and helping people on their life paths. So many people are searching for direction these days.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, to our listeners, thank you for listening to this show. Please stay with us for messages from several of our practitioners at Discover Your Spiritual Gifts. Have a great week. Take care.
I'm Kate Thomason, a.k.a. the Joy Architect. And they call me the Joy Architect because I help people build lives based on their joy. I learned from a near soul death what it takes to make a life joyful, because I realized that was what was missing. And when I brought it all back in, I realized, aha, this is how it works. This is how you make life fun. You bring the soul in, and now I have a method, a process by which people can have this relationship with themselves, their greater self, very quickly. And they find that foundation of fun in their life that they can use to build their life on. I'm a practitioner at Discover Your Spiritual Gifts, so they can look on the website under the practitioners there. Or you can find me at my website, KatherineBlakeThomason.com, KatherineBlake, Blake, BLAKE, Thomason, TOMASSON.com. I'm available by appointment 7 days a week. I work at the center on Fridays from 10 to 5.
I am Lisa Laney, two-time international best-selling author, teacher, intuitive artist, reader, and healer at Discover Your Spiritual Gifts. I am a very creative, artistic person who has been an intuitive empath my whole life. As a child, I was always aware of energy. I could detect shifts as people entered the room, which I thought all people could do. I didn't realize I was an empath until much later in life. I have studied various modalities, attended several retreats to peel back layers of childhood experiences to create a toolbox I use to navigate this world with intention. I am now pairing my intuitive gifts with my creativity to live an intentional life and empower other women to shine their brightest light to manifest an abundant life with creativity and intention. If this resonates with you, join me at Discover Your Spiritual Gifts the first Thursday of each month at 6:30 at my Women's Intention Play Shops. The focus of each class varies on a different intention to heal, inspire, and empower each of you with a simple art project. In this class, we set the intention into what you create, so when you bring it home, you are reminded of what you are manifesting or releasing each time you look at it. This keeps the energy moving, which helps you create a more empowered version of yourself. If you prefer one-on-one time, I offer intuitive tree readings. You simply draw me a tree any way you feel guided. Coupled with your intention, we edit the tree so you have a visual of how you want to create a life of joyous empowerment. If this is calling you, I can be reached at 720-257-9441 or at lisaelaney.com. Tap into your inner magic to create an amazing toolbox of your own by joining me, Lisa Laney, at Discover Your Spiritual Gift.
Hi, my name is Heather McCormick-Ramay, and I'm a medium and energy healer. I love helping people connect deeply with spiritual messages, with ancestors, and all of that amazing support that is surrounding them. Now, Spirit started working with me at a very young age. And as I created more and more space for those messages to come through, it's been a really life-changing experience. And this is what I offer to my clients. So if you're interested in mediumship, look to book at Discover Your Spiritual Gifts. I'm there as a reader, and I also have practitioner hours as an energy healer. With the energy healing, I help my clients bust through limiting beliefs and really live their soul-aligned life. So please reach out to Discover Your Spiritual Gifts if you're interested in learning more and connecting deeply with your soul's purpose and Spirit. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Discover connection, awaken sacredness, become empowered. Join us for our show on Blog Talk Radio.
Discover your spiritual gifts live.